national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria RiverFet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older, and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with Gaeta and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're On Point, the official
OPT Network.
Ooh, that T kind of hung there. It's Friday. Yeah. It feels good. I tell you what, it's Real Women Real Talk Friday as well. And you can connect with us via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. I tell you, it's May 2nd, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around May being here. So many things happening in May. Mother's Day, graduation. I mean, April showers are going to bring May flowers, i.e. sinuses. Just May is really, really big. Lots going on. But as you're driving in this morning, we are experiencing another crisp, cool.
Crispy.
I know, right?
Crispy.
It is a crisp, cool Friday morning. The sun is shining brightly. And it's the day, let's face it, that we all love to love. It's Friday. It's the weekend. And for many of you, we know that you're traveling in. So as always, we want to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2. And if you're anything like us, you go to work, you look up, it's 2 o'clock already. And for many seniors, as we speak about graduation, many seniors have already finished. So I'm going to tell you what, lots going on in the month of May. And you know what? We're super excited about the possibility of what's next. Now, as the next thing is getting to work, getting your kids to school, remember, help our bus drivers, help our crossing guards, help our resource officers make sure that we all get in and out safely. It's just one of those important, necessary housekeeping items that we want to share and remind you every single day. Now, as you're traveling about, no matter what part of the country you're in, please make sure that you're watching out for yourself, pedestrians, people on bicycles. It seems to be we're seeing more and more people, so we have got to be careful. And most importantly, we've got to stay engaged. Now, switching gears this morning, we're right on point with a series that we absolutely think is incredible, and it does so much to just help us all to locate ourselves. And I'm talking about Chicken Soup for the Soul. And, you know, we have talked about Chicken Soup for the Soul a lot, and Chicken Soup for the Soul publishes the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, and it's been in existence since 07. USA Today named Chicken Soup for the Soul one of the 5 most memorable books in the last quarter century. And what we love about Chicken Soup for the Soul are their short stories of real people talking about real situations that really help to enlighten us and encourage us and make us consider the possibilities of our own lives. And so it's just great reading. It's not anything that you kind of have to sit there and read, you know, just straight through. But in the books, you find inspirational stories that make you connect with yourself. And really, when you think about the possibility, and when I think about possibility, I look at what God is doing in the universe for others. I look at what others are doing and how others are growing. And it speaks unmistakably to the possibility of what can happen in your life and in my life. And so that's what we're going to be talking about for the first half of Real Women Real Talk. It is going to be an incredible conversation, and you want to make sure that you stay on point for it. But first, I want to remind you that the Roy Law Offices, Chris Roy Jr., has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better, faster. It's their top priority. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number for all of your home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. It's 7:45 local time, 8:45 Eastern. Your
On Point, the official OPT network. We're going to get a quick break, but we're back after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our Shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. And what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 7:50 a.m. local time, 8:50 Eastern. And this morning, it's all about soothing your soul with chicken soup for the soul. This morning, we're joined by Amy Newmark. She graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University. She's the publisher, co-author, and editor for Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. And this morning, we're talking about the latest book, The Multitasking Mom's Survival Guide, 101 Inspiring and Amusing Stories for Mothers Who Do It All. Amy, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I was just laughing because I heard David in the background.
You know what he was saying? He was saying not only is she a great multitasker, but she is amazingly smart. Graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And you know what? That's what makes it even more important, because a long time ago, that just wasn't happening.
Well, that's true. There weren't any girls there then.
Exactly.
Yeah, so after that, though, 10 years later, I was a multitasking mom. And I raised my kids, and now my kids are in their 20s, but I decided that I would make this book. There's a great Toni Morrison quote. She says, if there's a book you really want to read but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. I do that a lot at Chicken Soup for the Soul. I write books on topics that I wish I had been able to read. So I wish I had had this book during those 20, you know, really, really busy child-raising years. Not that I'm not still doing a lot of stuff for the kids. My son's getting married next weekend. So I'm still busy doing my mom things. But anyway, the Chicken Soup for the Soul Multitasking Mom Survival Guide is like my gift to the women who are coming up behind me. And it passes on the best tips and advice that I have and the best tips and advice that I could get from all of the different stories that were submitted for the book.
But you know what, Amy, I think you're being very, very modest, because you have been and you continue to be probably a consummate multitasker. Okay, so you're a publisher, you're a co-author. I didn't even list all of the things that you're doing. You're a speaker, you're an author, you're editing. You know, you're doing all of these things. And so talk about how you manage to create that sort of balance that would allow you to do all of these things.
So what I do, I have a few themes that I use to not go insane. And I have these themes are all in the book also. So one theme is that everything doesn't have to be perfect. And so you just have to learn that if you can get everything to 90%, you're going to be the best one out there, because you can't do everything 100% and you can't beat yourself up over it. And so if you're having a big family gathering and you are just incredibly busy, use the paper plates and the paper napkins and the plastic cups. No one is going to think worse of you because you didn't put out the china and the nice glasses that you're going to have to hand wash after dinner. I mean, what really matters is what's on the table. I mean, what's you know, who's around the table and the food, not the actual way that you serve it. And another thing that I've learned to do, and I know this might be contrary to what some people say, but you know that expression about seeing the forest instead of the trees?
Mm-hmm.
If I really looked at the forest, I would go nuts, because the forest is all of the things I have to do. So what I do personally is I focus on the trees. I focus on each little thing I have to do, just do one at a time, get through them. I don't really want to look at the big picture and see how much I have to get done. So that's another thing that I do to get through the day. And I think another thing you have to realize is that people will be way more forgiving of you than you are of yourself. I wrote a story about that in the book that I called Coasting, and it was about the fact that for almost the entire 20 years that I was actively involved in child raising, I worked, but I always worked part-time from home, sometimes full-time, but always from home. And then there was just a 2.5-year period where I commuted an hour to New York City. And I felt like I wasn't a very good mother during those 2.5 years. I was way less connected to what was going on in my children's lives, and I wasn't serving as class mother. I wasn't driving on field trips.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years after I stopped that job and I was, you know, happily back working from home again, both of my kids told me the field trips I had driven on during those years and all the other things that they erroneously remembered me doing. And I realized it really does kind of average out. You'll get credit from your kids for what you do over a long period of time. And I wished I had known then that I didn't need to feel guilty and that my kids were still very grateful for what I had done for them.
And don't you think that that's one of a mother's biggest fears, is thinking that she's being a good mother and really trying to perfect motherhood? And I love the story about it doesn't have to be perfect, because even though you're right about it, even though we verbalize it, it is still a hard concept for us to really grasp, don't you think?
Yeah, you have to force yourself. I mean, and I still have to do that in my daily life. Like, I have 4 newspaper columns every week, and I have to crank them out. And I think they're really good, but I can't wordsmith every tiny word and spend hours and hours and hours on every one. And the same thing when I edit our books. I know there are going to be a couple of typos in every book. It's just what happens when you're getting a lot done. And I applied the "it doesn't have to be perfect" attitude towards raising the kids, even to the extent that I did not force them to clean up their rooms. They weren't allowed to leave any mess in any other part of the house whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But their rooms were their own territory. And when people came over, I just closed the doors to the kids' rooms, because you have to pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're too busy 1 year to send out Christmas cards, don't send them out.
Right.
You know, I talked before about use the paper plates when you're having a big family gathering. Like, you have to do what is going to allow you to not go crazy, because an unhappy mother is a bad mother.
Right. And, you know, I love the story that you told about the way that you decided to give your kids more responsibility. And that blessed me immensely. And I really applied that rule of that thought almost immediately. When you give your kids more responsibility, and you talked about how it made them better. Let's talk about that.
So one of the things that kept happening was my son kept losing his clothes. And so he was, I forget how old he was, you know, like preteen, and he went to a private school where they were required to wear a navy blue blazer. So I bought one at the beginning of each year, you know, and I'd buy it a little too big so that it would last the whole year, because I didn't want to have to pay twice. And my son went to school, you know, with his brand new jacket on in September, and he came home wearing some bedraggled old jacket that didn't even fit him. And I said, "What happened to your jacket?" He said, "Well, it fit Gideon better than it fit me, so I gave it to Gideon because his was too small, and now I'm wearing Gideon's."
Okay.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I just spent $100 on that jacket. It was supposed to last 9 months, and now it's gone. And so I decided that I would give the kids a clothing budget, and I figured out how much they should spend over the course of a year on clothing, split it in two, and each fall I gave them half their budget, and each spring I gave them half their budget. And I still drove them on the trips to the stores, but then they would pull out their own debit card or their own cash and pay for their clothes themselves. And then if they lost something, it was their problem. And if they just had to have something and I really thought it was too expensive, well, that was their problem. And if they wanted to buy something from Ralph Lauren, which I would never have paid for, well, then they were going to eat up half of that, half of that, you know, year's budget. Mm-hmm. And that was their own problem. And so we didn't fight anymore. Everything was great. We went shopping together. It was more like shopping with a girlfriend. You know, we would go. We would each pay for our own stuff. It was lovely. And I did the same thing with what I called privileges. And privileges would be like staying up past bedtime, watching TV on a school night, having a soda because they couldn't just grab a soda when they wanted one. And I made coupons at the beginning of each year. I gave them coupons for Christmas. And then they had these coupons they could just whip out. So if they wanted to stay up an hour past bedtime, they just handed me a coupon. If they wanted to watch TV on a school night, they handed me a coupon. No arguing. They budgeted their privileges out over the whole year. It was fabulous. They loved it. They felt more in control of their lives. They felt that I was treating them as a grown-up. But the secret is, I actually had way more control over them these things.
I love
that.
And
they loved it. They talk about it today, and I think they'll end up doing it with their own children.
Absolutely. Let's do this, Amy. Let's get a quick break here. Our guest this morning is Amy Newmark. The book is Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom's Survival Guide, 101 Inspiring and Amusing Stories for Mothers Who Do It All. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Rapids Regional Medical Center is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, surely you're almost there by now. You're probably still right on your way. It's 4 minutes after 8 local time, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern time. Our guest this morning is Amy Newmark. The book is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom Survival Guide. It's 101 inspiring and amusing stories for mothers who do it all. And it is really apropos, Amy, that it's right before Mother's Day. And so many of us, whether we're married, single, or whatever our status is, if we're mothers or if we're people that are co-parenting in some way, we really are trying to do it all, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are. And I think this book has a lot of great tips for moms who are actively parenting right now, but really a lot of great lessons that anyone who's extremely busy and multitasking can apply to their lives.
Absolutely. And so there is a really, really wonderful website. I want you to tell people what the website is and how they can connect and what they can expect to find once they get there.
So I am really excited because we have a brand new website at Chicken Soup for the Soul. We've been working on it for years. You go to chickensoup.com. The website's only in beta, so I'm inviting you to be one of the first users of our new website. Let us know if you find any bugs, because when you attempt a massive new website on this scale, there will be bugs, so let us know. But anyway, on our new website, you can find free games, You can read inspirational quotes. You can read stories for free. You can sign up for our free story newsletters. You can check out where our food is sold. I mean, I know in your area it's sold at Rouse's and Brookshire's, but you can look that up. You can look up our pet food. And you can put in a search term and then find which stories we have on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're getting divorced. You can put divorce in and you can look up stories on that topic. And so it's a really great, powerful website that should give you a lot of free advice. And I love the fact that we give you free stories.
Absolutely. And also, where can people grab the books? They're really everywhere, though.
Yeah, well, Walmart is a big seller of our books. They have the Multitasking Mom Survival Guide. And then, of course, the book is being featured at Barnes & Noble, lots of independent bookstores. And if you can't find it at a store, you can go on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. The book is everywhere. Mother's Day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is the time of year when you're going to find this book everywhere.
Absolutely. And before you've got to go, Amy, what do you hope as a woman who is so accomplished in doing so many things and you've achieved so many wonderful things, what do you hope that out of all of the 101 stories, is there one takeaway that you think is consistent that you hope that women and people that read the book will take away?
I guess that my biggest takeaway should be that women should relax and realize that you're doing a great job and stop beating yourself up.
Hmm. Wow. You know what? It's probably going to take work for each and every one of us to get there, but I think the more that we talk about it, the more that we understand that we are doing it, and most importantly, the more we understand that it doesn't have to be perfect, that if what we do comes from our hearts, that it will be good enough.
That's right. That's what your kids want the most. They want you to love them and pay attention to them, and all of the rest is just noise.
Absolutely. Amy, we want to thank you so much for spending what we know is probably the very busiest part of your morning with us here.
Thanks for having me on. I love coming on your show.
Absolutely. Again, the book is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom Survival Guide, 101 Inspiring Amusing Stories for Mothers Who Do It All. Remember, it is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to get a break here, and when we come back, we're going to tell you who's joining. Say it again. I tell you what, we got to take a break, but we're back right after this.
I didn't catch that.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be mad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. Oh, remember.
listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFest for more.
The Alexandria River Fest, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlin Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 17 minutes after 8 local time, 17 minutes after 9 Eastern. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Credit Union with Heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And we got to remind you, it is open enrollment this month. And even if you're with a company and you have some uncertainties, we want to encourage you to move toward Amerigroup Real Solutions. They're providing real solutions for you and your family, and they're also giving back in so many ways to our community. And here's the number to phone. It's 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. You can catch them on Facebook by just typing in Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, or you can phone 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Well, this morning, of course, is Real Women, Real Talk. And, you know, we're starting with, you know, our expert, Amy Newmark. She is, gosh, she is the ultimate and consummate multitasker. She graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University. She's the publisher. She's the editor-in-chief. She's a speaker. She's a writer. And the new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom's Survival Guide, 101 Inspiring and Amusing Stories from Mothers Who Do It All. But I'll take it a step further. Women who do it all. And our real women this morning are here to talk about multitasking, because as I speak, Lisa Campo, our strong white woman, is multitasking right now as I speak. Lisa Campo, good morning and
good
welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys? It's good to see y'all.
Beautiful, smiling, shining face this morning. And we welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk, Miss Trinnell Green. Trinnell, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Colette.
Her beautiful, smiling face, looking bright and fresh. And we were also supposed to welcome another real woman this morning that was so busy multitasking that she could not join us, and that's Dr. Sharia Rachel. Dr. Rachel, good morning. We feel you in the spirit, and thank you so much for all that you do. You know, multitasking is something that each and every one of us does. And we sort of do it, I think, Lisa, without even thinking.
I don't know how not to be doing multiple things.
You don't know how to not.
I don't know how not to. And when I sit still, I got to do something.
Oh, you sound
and
like me.
Yeah, my kids get frustrated because, like, okay, we love to watch that show Pretty Little Liars. It's full of suspense. We've even got my husband watching it now. But for a long time, I was playing some stupid little video game on my phone simultaneously. That was my downtime. And so in this next chapter of my life where I'm at right now, I'm trying really hard that when I go into downtime mode, whether it be to watch a movie or, you know, watch a show with the kids or do something, I'm really trying to step away from the almighty a phone, because this keeps us in a multitasking text, email, checkbook balance. This keeps us multitasking like a crazy addictive person.
Really? You balance your checkbook on your phone too?
No, but I can check it out and see what's going on there, make sure my kids ain't spent something they weren't supposed to.
And so for you, Trinell, you probably are the consummate multitasker as well. Talk about your challenges with that.
It's hard. Most mornings get up really, really early. And with, you know, I thought that when my kids grew up, got out of the house, that I would actually have some extra time. That's not true. And I think back, and I go back and I say, how did I do what I did when I had two children?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the way my life is now, I was like, I see it's more hectic now than when I was raising my two boys.
Wow.
It's easier when they're babies. I would agree with that, because I look back when I was the director for the Heart Association working 50 hours a week. I have no idea, and I didn't own a papoose on my front and my back. I have no idea how I juggled two small children, but by the grace of God, I did it.
And I juggled two small children because my husband worked long, long hours. Mine never did. Got off until after six. So that was baseball, basketball, football, studying. I mean, all the things. And then I held down two jobs, Rapides Parish School Board, and I went to a part-time job.
Wow.
You know,
and the duffel bag in the car that's got a change of clothes for their extracurricular, a snack, a juice box, a first aid kit, a wet wipes. You don't have we don't have time for this.
Right.
We got to roll. Let's roll.
But so, you know, we're talking about all of the multitasking that we're all doing. And as I was reading the book, I was saying, how do we get away from some of this? And is multitasking somehow validating us? Because I don't want to be doing all of these multitasking things. And let me tell you what I've decided. And our son, at about 8 or 9 years old, he said to me, he said, Mother, every time I come in here, you're on the phone.
Yes.
And it was a real wake-up call for me. And last night, you know, and your kids, and he wasn't a teen then, he was 8 or 9. And, you know, he would maybe want to talk a little bit more, and I was always on the phone. And now,
but working.
But still no excuse.
Yes, no excuse. But you weren't being a socialite and ignoring your child for fun or things. You were working.
But I don't know if you can. And I thought about that, and I said, you know what? That out of the mouth of a babe is telling me something. And last night, he and I were having this conversation, and I said, you know, I'm glad that I personally made that commitment, because when he wants to talk, which now, you know, when your kids get to be teenagers, they don't want to talk all that much. You know, and if you're on the phone, it doesn't lend itself to that. And so as I was reading the book and reading the stories, I said, I want to become less of a multitasker, because I think, for me personally, it is a sense of importance. Look how important I must be. I've got all of these things. I have all of these emails. I have all of these people who, you know, are trying to connect. And I don't know that I want to be, have that sense of, you know, look at all these things that I'm doing.
Absolutely. I took some time away from a lot of volunteering I was doing. And I decided that, you know what, you have to prioritize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have family members that need a little care. So I decided that, you know what, so much is doing a lot of church things and a lot of other volunteering things. I just started prioritizing, because with the business, and I have multiple businesses.
Multiple. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know what? You just have to start prioritizing it. And that's what I did. I scaled down the business. I do a lot of weddings. And I started scaling them down. I decided that I'm going to pick and choose what I'm going to do.
Wow. And so let's talk about those multiple businesses.
Yeah. Well, I'm an event
coordinator mm-hmm.
and a planner. I'm a licensed florist, a licensed caterer. And so it's all actually in one realm, but it's different businesses, you know?
Wow.
So,
jeez.
Yeah.
That makes my brain go tilt.
Yeah.
I'm a florist. I'm a caterer.
Yes. I'm an event planner. I'm an interior decorator.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's all in one realm, but it's still all different jobs.
Right.
Because somebody may hire me just to cater.
Right.
And then somebody may hire me just to coordinate their wedding.
Right.
Somebody may hire me just to decorate their wedding. Some people hire me to do it all. So, and when I do it all, I'm dealing with vendors. I'm dealing with DJs. I'm dealing with cake decorators. I'm dealing with...
Don't forget about the bride.
Right, the bride. Oh, absolutely. That's at the top, and that's 95% of everything that you're doing because she's calling you 2-3 times a day.
And then brides are probably some of the hardest women
they
in
are.
The world. To please because
they
of
are.
That perfection they that are. We expect on
they
that
are.
Day.
They
Their
are.
Mothers can
they
be worse, if I may
yeah.
chime in.
I was
are.
A wedding coordinator
yes.
in Baton Rouge
yes.
in San Antonio
yes.
through Hilton and Marriott,
yes.
and
yeah. Yeah.
that
and
is a
what?
Very
you,
strenuous exposure.
Is, you know, so this is what I do when I take on one. I tell them, pick two. You and somebody else.
Okay.
Those are the only two people I'm going to deal with.
So you get one person and a wing person.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's it. Because if you're dealing with auntie, grandma, best friend, wannabe best friend.
The mama I mean, and the bride.
The mama and the bride. You're crazy. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes they'll bring their whole wedding party mm-hmm. in.
And so how have you learned, and this has been my big thing for everybody, to try to, and I know balance is never in perfection, and nothing is, but how have you learned to balance that without, because see, I internalize everything. So how have you been able to balance all of those jobs and then being still a mom and a wife?
You had I when I first started, and I've been doing weddings professionally now for 8 years. And so when I first started, I was taking on everything. I thought I had to take on everything. And so over the years, what I've done, and as I as I've done this, I've said, okay, you know what, this really don't work for me. So I kick it out and I said, okay, it's just not worth the time that I'm putting into
mm-hmm.
it. And so that's how, I always tell people and my brides, every time I do a wedding or an event, I learn from it. And guess what? I throw something out. And I've learned to throw it out and not let it bother me and don't think I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm Once upon a time, I was doing 30 weddings a year.
Wow.
And it was killing myself, my family, because my husband helped, my boys helped, my daughter-in-law's friends, not... I was dealing with 24 people, employees.
Wow.
And it was just crazy, and it was stressing me out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's...
Do you remember when you got to that moment where you said,
I do.
There's some things I'm going to kick out?
I do.
When was that, Trinelle?
It probably was about 2 years ago, and I had... At that time, I did, that year, like 24, 25 weddings, and I was doing multiple weddings a day. I had crews of 20 people doing
wow.
this event and that event,
mm-hmm.
and me running between them. And I was like, you know what? God say he, when he give us something, when he bless us, he had no sorrow.
Mm.
He don't add this. And I had to sit down and say, this is not of God, and I don't have to do this. And I kicked back, and guess what? I didn't take on weddings for about 6 months, and I'd reevaluate them. And so when I start interviewing brides and they would come to me and say, hey, this, I would tell them, I'm sorry, but it's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a certain scale now. And if they don't meet a certain criteria, I just don't take it on because it's too much. And you have to scale back. You can't say I'm building a business and I'm going to take everything. And that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building a business and I got to take everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized I didn't, it was, you know what, it was like, a breath of fresh air when
mm-hmm.
I realized I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you learned in,
and
that
I
time
learned in that time
to own your space.
And
I'm really still trying to get there, Lisa Campo. And you said something a few weeks ago about
what
finding.
What did you say yes to?
Finding your yes.
Yeah.
I mean, finding your no.
Yes.
Finding your no, but remembering what you said
yes
to.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I'm hearing you say this, and I've been doing my insurance now. Gosh, can you believe this summer we'll start the third year?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is going. I mean, I'm about to finish my full second year and start my third. This is going like light years flying. And but I remember in the world of insurance, there is a plethora of avenues: life, home, auto, annuities, rental properties, corporate, short-term care, long-term care, health. I mean, name it. It continues on and on and on. And you cannot be a jack of all trades.
You know, master of none.
But master of none. Mm-hmm. And I remember the guys that brought me in, and like the one guy, one of the guys that brought me in, he does nothing but focus on life. He is specialized the life policies. He told me, Lisa, I want you to focus on three things and you'll do well. Life, home, auto. Remember what your avenue is, because you're going to have clients that call you and say, oh, but wait, I need help, especially right now with all the chaos with health. And so what I, at first I got really bogged down and I got overwhelmed. And like you, I had to step back and go, and think, okay, remember what you said yes to. This is what you perfected in your mind. You've got people in this community who are experts in health or short term or whatever. Pass that blessing on to them. And so that's what I did. But I did find myself bogged down for about 3 to 4 months, just tail spinning.
Right.
And it's because I had allowed myself to forget what I said yes to. And in the eagerness to meet my clients' every need, I was losing time with just one client whether with my family or another client, because I didn't know how to meet that need for them. But I wanted to. Like you said, I wanted to do the door. I was building a new business. I was going to do it all. I can't do it all. And for me to say I can't do it all, people are rolling over laughing right now, because Lisa Campo can do it all in her crazy little mind. But you've got to remember what you said yes to and put your no down.
When I run into professionals that's in my same profession, like myself, I'll reach out to them.
Yes.
And I say, we're not enemies. Just because we do the same
thing. Oh, I love that, Trinell. Yeah.
We're not. It's enough out there for all of us. I compliment you.
I love that.
And I have reached out to several of them and say, you know what? Let's work together.
That's right.
You may have a client that come to you that may need something that you know I do well.
Oh, that's good.
That's right.
You know? And so I've learned to do that. And I work together with all of them across the spectrum, even florists. And, of course, I told you I'm a licensed florist, so I do a lot of funerals. I work with all the funeral homes. And I've learned to do that, because when I came into the florist business, before I got everything in hand, I went to Sheila's. I'm going to give
sure.
her that. I went to Sheila's, Always Yours, and say, hey, I'm waiting for my license to come in until I can buy wholesale floors. Can I buy them from you? And she said, absolutely.
I love that.
And you know what? She reached out to me.
Sheila, we love that.
Yeah. She reached out to me and said, absolutely, Trinell.
You
know, so I've made friends like that. I'm not afraid to say, Carletta's doing that. Carletta's my enemy. No, we're not.
Oh, we got to talk about that. We got to get a break here. But when we come back, let's talk about how we can reach out across the aisle, across wherever, and connect with things that are going to help us all and make our lives so much easier. This segment is sponsored by the Roy Law Offices. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can connect with Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're back with more Real Women, Real Talk right after this.
City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. Remember, it's where dreams come true. And I say it to you every single day, and I hope that you're taking heed, especially as we're moving toward the summer. A lot of people are thinking about buying new homes. A lot of people have said, well, I need to refinance. I bet I could save money. And then there's others that just want to do investing. Well, listen, there is no better place to start with the ladies other than the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage. When I tell you these are ladies that really, really care and understand this business and can help you, well, here's the number you need not hesitate to call, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. Love, love, love Davis One Stop. Traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of our village, Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, and a team she's got. They can be reached at 318-346-2540. Well, this morning on Real Women, Real Talk, we're joined by Trinell Green, Lisa Campo, and we're missing you, Dr. Sharia Rachel. Everybody says good morning.
Good morning.
And as we were talking about her, you said you helped to decorate her, or you decorated her house.
Yeah, yeah. And I love Sharia Rachel. I met her through another friend, actually a client of mine. Was like, I have a girlfriend that's in town, and she just built this beautiful new house.
And it is beautiful.
Yeah, she needs some help. So it's been a lot of fun doing it with her. And we're still not through. We still have some other things to do. But
when do women ever get through?
No, we don't get through.
It's an evolving. Our homes are definitely an evolving, always on happening project.
It is. Okay. And what I love about, what I love about what I do, especially even in weddings, because a lot of times when I do weddings, any event that I do and I meet people, they become part of my family. And Sherelle has definitely become part of my family. I love her two boys. And I mean, just great, great people. So
absolutely. Yeah. DC, catch this for me. And you know, we were talking about during the break, we were talking about women coming together. And I love what you said about reaching out. And we've talked about this numerous times. And I know that we will talk about it numerous more times. And I love what you said. You said people who felt like they were in the same business with you felt like there was only room for one person or maybe two at the top.
No, and it's not. It's room for everybody. This is what I've learned about, especially this business, this hospitality business. Everybody wants something different. And everybody who's in this business brings something different to the table, okay? You may be great at one thing, and I may be great. I call myself a backdrop queen.
A backdrop queen.
I don't think anybody can backdrop a room like me. I really don't. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not bragging, but
it's
just a talent that I have. And
toot,
I love, I love to do that. You know, I love to bring
drape that room.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I love.
You can tell you and Lisa Campo speak the same language, cuz I'm trying to learn from the contextual clues, like, okay.
We're from the same mothership. Yeah. We're very sick in the head when you go in a room anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're like if you're not working, if you go anywhere, you start looking around going, "Oh, if I did this room, if I had this room to decorate, I'd do this." My mind does not stop.
Lisa, let me tell you how crazy my mind is. I don't like to go to a grocery store or any other store if it doesn't have decoration in it. My husband will tell you, I don't want to go. How don't you want to go to a grocery store? It don't have any decoration in it, so I don't want to go.
I don't like the grocery store. It's not one of my favorite places. In fact, DC has been doing our grocery shopping probably forever.
I love a grocery store because, especially now that Kroger's is really got everything nice and ironed out, I love going in places that everything is nice and neat and straight lined. And now that I've got everything painted and lined up, I'm like, God, this is kind of like, it like feeds that little crazy side of me that likes to see everything just shining and perfect and in place.
Well, let's jump gears, because you guys might be the exceptions and not the rules on that. I don't know how many people are so creative that, you know, the grocery store matters, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people. But
I make my list Okay, and this is what's throwing me off because they've redone everything, and so now I'm having to – my list in my phone is based on from the left side of the store to the right, aisle by aisle.
Oh, that's how the list is. That is
now,
anal.
They've thrown it all up into the air, spun it around, and I have no idea. So I'm not enjoying it as much as I usually do, but as soon as I figure out my aisles by memory again, I'm going to be like, ooh.
So let me jump to another side of your brain, Lisa Campo, because as Trinell was talking about really us reaching out, and I think that that helps in multitasking when you can connect with others. I have seen you, and through our friendship and our connection, I have seen you helped a lot of people with the gifts and talents that you have had, even when you probably were too busy to do that, but you have been able to loan your expertise, your heart, whatever it is that you had to other people. Where does that come from?
I think it's a blessing straight from God. I've always had this energy in me that I could not really explain. Like, I can be going down the street just listening to the radio and hearing a song, and I can see a full choreography going on in my head.
Wow.
I can go into a room, and I want to start redecorating or literally redesigning a room. Whether it's walls or the layout of furniture, my brain just is a little sick in that area.
But that's your gift.
It's my gift. I recently agreed to or was asked to be on the board of the crew of Gradia for our Mardi Gras crew, and I'm in charge of theme and backing up the decorations chair board member. And, you know, that was an extensive project for weeks. Immediately following our ball in January, we started working on the upcoming theme, and we had about a little over a dozen suggestions thrown out at us. Our goal is always to pull the top three that provides the highest level of participation. So I put together, a bunch of ladies, about half a dozen ladies, put together three different ideas. And we built complete full with music and costume ideas and decoration ideas. And I can hear music, and I see choreography, I see lighting, I see decoration.
But you see all that, but you still have two children. You have a husband. You have everything that you have. You have your business. How is it that you are able to do all of those things that your family requires, and then when people say to you, Lisa, I need you?
I'm very selective on what I say yes to. The Heart Association, obviously, is very near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Wilder just recently reached out to me with an event that the Cabrini Hospice Foundation, I believe, is working on, and asked me, just come and sit at my table and bring your mind, listen to what I'm trying to do, and then give me some words. And so I listened to what she was doing, and I just literally just did with her what I said.
And that spins me into the next thing. Are we selling ourselves too thin when everybody who wants to pick our brains, we allow them to, listen, I want to have lunch, I want to pick your brain. Are we selling ourselves too thin, Trinell, when everybody wants to pick our brain and we really don't have time?
We are. We definitely are. I used to do that. I used to sell myself. Oh, my gosh. Whenever anybody,
sell yourself for $0.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine.
And now it's not all about the money.
I don't take your statement as about money. Yeah. I take your statement as about $0 can also represent the amount of appreciation or return that you get from the person that you just allowed to pick your brain, like, roadkill.
A friend of mine walked into the shop one day, and I don't even know I don't remember how the conversation came about, but something she said to me, and that was about 3 or 4 years ago, that really stopped me. And she said, and I don't know if a customer was in there, and I may have been negotiating. I think that's what it was. And she said, she turned to me, Candace Kristoff, I love you, Candace. And she said, Trinell, God gave you that talent to make a living for yourself. Now, if you give it away, that's on you.
Yeah.
If you give it away, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, I started picking and choosing what I gave away.
And I would agree
with
that.
And that's what you have to do.
And does that, and do we, and can we be okay with ourselves? Because let me narrow it down. I am a woman that is a pleaser. We want people to be happy, or you want people to be happy. And so how do you pick and choose what you give away without feeling guilty?
Like Lisa, I listen to my heart and what my heart say yes to.
Okay, other than the Heart Association and my children's activities, the two things that I'm allowing myself to be exposed to right now, I feel, or part of, I feel like I've been, it's where the Lord has placed me.
Mm-hmm.
They're both religiously based events. Mm-hmm. My Christian Women's, Sinlaw mm-hmm. Christian Women's, mm-hmm. Which feeds my soul better than anything I've ever exposed myself to. And then the deal with the upcoming event this summer that Jennifer Wilder's working on, that is a religious-based event. And so we started playing some Christian worship. She said, I got this meeting. Help me make it. And I said, okay, let's get some music going when mm-hmm. people are coming in. Let's get some uplighting. Let's get I know my brain runs so fast. I told her, let's get a backdrop with pictures of people helping the elderly because it's about hospice and family. Let's get this vibe going.
But when did you get there, though, Lisa? And I want both of you guys to weigh in, because so many times we are allowing people into our space that mean well, that really do need help. And when you have so many things going on, you know, I hate the word no. I am trying to find my no in a way that doesn't hurt anybody, because what I personally have decided is that the events and all of those things, I personally cannot balance all that with my family. So you will rarely see me at events unless they are something that's really, really near and dear to my heart, because I understand for many, many years, and I talk about this all the time, I was a person that was at church every time the doors opened. I wanted to be there to volunteer. I wanted to be there and do all the things. And as I am cleansing my soul, I realize that it's a part for me of soul sickness about being fake as opposed to being faithful, and thinking that being everywhere, every time, not just church, but anywhere, mm-hmm. everywhere, every time, was a lot more about faking and wanting to be seen and what people thought than being faithful. And so really right now, every day I'm dealing in my truth. And so I think many of you, you say, well, gosh, I can't believe you said that. I know it hurts. The truth, my truth hurts me. But until you can get to your own truth, you really don't start to heal and get better. I got to get a break here, everybody. But when we come back, we're going to explore that a little bit more. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Don't forget about their new clinic, Incarnate Word Community Clinic. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. So I sit quietly. Agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our Shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift,